The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolan Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Friday episode of the Nate Dolan Show. Gang's all here. Sam.
What's up, Nate?
Kareem.
What's up, covering?
Diana.
Yo.
Diana Hong.
Barely. I am here physically. Mentally, I am half asleep.
She's barely honging on.
Mentally, she's...
Hey, coming up on the show today, and this one might be short. I can't quite tell. It'll be a little bit short anyway, because it's a holiday week, and we're recording a little bit early. Coming up on the show today, why I hate New York, or a really good example of it. Why you might want to skip Boston... And,
besides the Patriots?
It has nothing to do with the Patriots. And, Bill Cosby coming out and speaking publicly. We'll listen to a little bit of that and try and decipher it. All coming up. And, again, I want to thank everybody who, participated in 300 Week last week. Because it was awesome.
So good.
And thanks everybody for listening.
That was a great time.
Because it was awesome. It was awesome. Funny, embarrassing stories, friend or foe, played Cards Against Humanity with Mel and Larry.
Nice.
Yeah, so all sorts of different things were had. So if you have not listened to 300 Week, take some time out and go back and listen to them because they are worth it. All right, let's dive right into this bad boy. I'm not even going to ask what you're doing this weekend because we're recording so far ahead of time it doesn't fucking matter. It does not matter.
It's going to be awesome, though.
Wait, hold on. I might have a show to plug.
Do you have a show to plug?
It's the 29th, right?
What's tomorrow? 29th?
No, I don't have a show to plug. Just kidding.
Nice try, Diana. Nice try. Everyone's waiting for nothing.
Where to go?
No, the show is not going to be short.
Where to go?
We're like regular length.
All right, so I'm going back to Vermont coming up the end of June. Going back visiting my dad, and Leslie's going to go to Vermont for the first time. So that'll be fun.
Yay.
But I hate the airlines so hard. I tried with apps to try and see different ways to book stuff. And every time I would try and do it, I'm like, I want a round trip from here to Burlington, Vermont, and back. And everything that kept coming back were just ridiculously overpriced, like super overpriced.
I'm having the issue with my niece's ticket for North Carolina.
Well, this might help you, Kareem. This little bit of accidental happenstance. I downloaded the Kayak app, and it defaults to one-way trip. And I found that I could get a flight there for a reasonable $228.
The fuck?
And the flight back, the best trip coming back was $371.
Holy shit.
So that was going to be more, but it was going to be like 371 times 2 for the round trip.
So you're saving money purchasing
two different airlines.
Separate airlines.
Two different airlines.
That's what I do. I've noticed it's cheaper.
Two different airlines. It was a completely accidental discovery. Now, if I want to check a bag on the way there, it's going to cost me an extra $50 because JetBlue does the first bags free. But here's the other thing that worked out in my favor. If you recall back in December, my 11 p.m. flight that was supposed to leave Sacramento did not leave until about 3:15 a.m.
Yes. You have the worst luck with that.
You do.
They, at that point, gave me everybody on the flight, a $75 credit. And when I was coming back, the DirecTV that is on every flight was not working. So back from New York to Sacramento, they gave us a $15 credit. So I was able to slap the $90 credit on, which brought the price down to somewhat reasonable.
Cool.
Somewhat reasonable.
Yes.
Here's the pisser, though. Leslie, who is she's going to be in the D.C. area on business and is going to be flying up to join me.
Okay.
A ticket from Washington, D.C., which is halfway down the East Coast from Vermont.
Right.
Up to Vermont is going to cost her more than it's going to cost me to get from Sacramento to Burlington.
That's absurd.
It's going to cost her more to go halfway up the East Coast than it is for me across to go the all country. The way across the country.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that like a very populated route, perhaps, I imagine, maybe?
Wouldn't it be cheaper?
Supply and demand, you know?
Well, it's because, well, there's only so many airports, airlines that service Burlington.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they just fuck around and do whatever. But, yeah, so if you're having trouble with that, try Kayak worked really well, and just do it individual legs, see what it is. And then book it through the airline itself. Don't book through Kayak. Just go ahead and book it because it's the same price. They're just finding the rate.
Right.
But that might be a way to save money if you're trying to book a flight.
I wish I could recall what this app was called. I read an article, two separate articles.
Mm-hmm.
One when the lawsuit happened and then one after it was settled. There was some young brainiac kid.
Oh, I remember. I know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And he found a way to observe data at all these airports and stuff and legitimately find the cheapest possible flights.
Right.
And the airports and airliners hated this fucker so much, they were trying to say what he was doing is illegal, and they filed a lawsuit. Well, luckily, the courts were in the kid's favor. Nothing he did was illegal. He's providing basic information that should be allowed for people to know.
Yeah, it's information that was available through their own websites.
Through their own websites. And in an easy way, you can find out super affordable flights that you won't find even on Kayak. Unfortunately, I can't give you the name of that app.
But like for me, I was going through, I said I had downloaded the app called Hopper, which tells you roughly how, it researches your round trips and tells you how much they are and if you should book. And the flight, I was looking at it on a Sunday, and between Sunday and Monday, it went up $150.
Damn.
And then the next day it went up another 100.
Oh, shit.
You better book that shit quick, know what I'm saying?
Well, that's when I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Right.
And that's when I ended up going with the whole thing with Kayak and found out that flying one airline to get there and a different airline to get back is the better way to go. So
it's a nice nugget. I'm going to take
but
that.
But Jesus Christ, why is it so fucking hard? Why is it so fucking hard?
You basically have to get butt raped just to get on the plane.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
And you're paying excessive amounts of money to do so.
And here's the thing. The cost to get me from here to Burlington is $228 one way. Very reasonable. That's right. That's a very fair price.
Yeah.
And that is $460 if it were round trip.
Right.
That would be a very fair
understandable
rate. They would be doing okay. I would be okay with it. But no. The return trip on that airline, the return trip is going to be over $500.
Same distance.
Same airline.
Same fucking aircraft.
Same stop in Philadelphia.
We call that bullshit.
It's completely and utterly bullshit.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's coming up. Then I'll have fun story. I'll have some fun stories of Vermont for you.
I think we lost Diana. She's drifting away.
How can we tell?
Why do people keep saying that?
This'll, I don't know. It's my resting face.
My
eyes.
Let's bring her back around with a story about Asia. Headline, Indonesia using humiliating virginity tests on female soldiers. That's in Asia, Sam.
Wow.
Human rights groups are calling on Indonesia to end the practice of requiring virginity tests for female military recruits in which a doctor visually and manually checks for the presence of a hymen.
Are you required to be a virgin to fight?
Apparently you are if you're a lady. The Indonesian military official told The Guardian the practice was necessary to weed out, and I quote, naughty women, while the Human Rights Watch says it amounts to torture. I don't know if it amounts to torture.
It's not quite torture, but it's a little embarrassing and uncomfortable.
It's a little dehumanizing.
Although, I mean, women have to deal with that regularly anyhow.
Well,
with the gynecologist.
It's not quite the same.
No.
Yes,
this
Sam.
The other thing. This is actually a curiosity question.
Could go on.
If one of these women wears a tampon, what's the risk of the hymen tearing from tampon insertion?
It depends on the person. Because certain women can tear based on, like, even riding a bike.
Yeah,
right.
Falling off a bike. So it really depends on the woman.
And so
it's that's why they're saying like you can't really test virginity based on the hymen. Like
right.
It's bullshit.
That's something that 14-year-old boys believe because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Or apparently the Indonesian military. They use what they call a two-finger test to check for the intactness of the female recruit's hymens. That's according to several reports. Two fingers.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, because if they're... Oh my God, that's so fucked up. That's so humiliating.
Now, their bizarre fixation on virginity is coming under scrutiny at the World Conference on Military Medicine in Bali. That's according to the Washington Post. Besides the obvious point that the test is completely garbage, a broken hymen isn't indicative of non-virginity. The Human Rights Watch is asking that military physicians condemn the test on grounds that it is harmful and humiliating, as well as a form of gender-based violence.
You're basically raping these women, even though they're consenting to the test.
There is a basic insertion happening, yeah.
Yeah, because if it's, you know, I don't feel like they're really, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Because
it's not necessary, it's not appropriate.
Exactly. They're not really consenting to, like, get medically checked by putting two fingers in there.
Yeah.
Well, they're signing up.
I mean, they're signing up because I feel like, I mean, yeah, they are consenting to it, but it's so dehuman. Like,
unless in Indonesia they require you to do military service like they do in Israel. I don't know. Those are some sharp uniforms, Diana, don't you agree?
I'd like to see.
Come on over and take a look, Sam.
This whole thing is very...
Their legs are very smooth. Yes. I know that.
Those are fantastic outfits.
they're military uniforms. They're not outfits.
I like them. That's like the Japanese schoolgirl kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God,
there's something nice
about
that.
Who would be scared of that?
You understand,
though. Sailor Moon comes, dude, coming to punish you in the name of the
Indonesia
moon.
Indonesia military, Sailor Moon.
You understand the whole idea of a woman being a virgin when she got married was because they thought that virgins were stronger because they hadn't been defiled. And that they could do more work because of that.
They're actually physically stronger being a virgin.
Because they're sexually frustrated.
The sexual frustration equals angst and thus physical might.
Yes. So that was the thought. That's the whole reason behind that.
Well, with that understanding...
People used to be stupid.
You know? Yeah. Maybe their military would be more ferocious with a bunch of virgins.
Here's the worst part about people used to be stupid. There's way too many people that still are.
Oh, yeah.
They just are.
As a matter of fact, I feel like it's getting worse.
Well,
stupidity epidemic.
You know, ever since I stopped trying to argue with people on Facebook, I feel a lot better about stuff.
Good.
I was like, you know what?
It's an uphill battle.
You keep being you.
I just keep defrauding.
You keep being you.
I just defriend.
Nate, that's deep.
I'm just like, done.
Before I move on to the next thing, did any of you guys see or hear the Louis C.K. SNL monologue?
Yeah, I did.
I watched the thing you posted.
That's the monologue, yes. So now let me ask each of you individually. Now, you guys are stand-up. Sam, you are not.
Right.
Were you offended at all by it?
I wasn't offended. And even given the preface that you asked, like, does this offend you? That's all you, I forget exactly what you said. But you were like
all I posted was, for reals, are you offended by this?
Yes. So I'm watching in these eyes. I'm trying to, you know, put on my PC hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I can see how maybe, you know, someone's kind of shaking a little bit on some of the terminology, some of these little situations he's painting. But they're very honest, very real, happen all the time. And he actually painted the most basic, like, non-offensive, like, oh, I can get that. You know, I can get that that happens. And because of the relatability of it, it was actually funny.
It was a little uncomfortable in the room, and you could feel it.
Yeah.
The laughter was uncomfortable. He was uncomfortable as soon as he said some of the things.
Yeah.
But he went through it because he committed to the bit and committed to this thing. I don't know that it, and I had a conversation with John Alston.
Oh, John
Alston. About this, and we both are along the same lines of, I wasn't offended, but I don't know... That routine was the best choice for that forum.
Definitely not SNL.
In your stand-up special, great in a club.
Comedy Central, dude.
No
you
problem.
Expect some rough stuff.
What did you guys think of it, Kareem? We'll start with you.
I think Louis is challenging himself. Louis is a comic master at this point. Where the only thing that he can do at this point is, like, he's not doing comedy for the outside world.
It's for himself.
It's for himself.
Okay.
To see how far he can push the boundary and still be funny.
Right.
And he did it.
Yeah.
Diana, what do you think?
I think he's been doing, he's like a comedy god. So I think he's like really, like Kareem says, like pushing his boundaries. Also to kind of keep himself entertained in essence.
Right.
Okay. But I agree with Nate in the aspect of, I don't necessarily, from when I saw it, I was like, I thought it was hella funny. I thought it was smart because obviously he's not promoting or saying that child molestation is okay.
Right.
It's just a bit. It's making you think, and you know, it was brilliant. Do I agree it was the proper forum for it? No, because it's SNL.
Right.
And SNL itself has gone shittier. So it's kind of like, it's SNL's never been the whole skit that like, not so much to like turn you on your head. It's more to like, let's just make light fun. So
you
for him
hold
to,
back, you do the fun, friendly
so like
things.
Like fluff it, fluff, yeah. Right? So did I like the monologue? Yes, did I think it was a proper forum? He's Louis C.K. He's going to do whatever the fuck he wants. So it's something that I'm not surprised he did. So right. SNL should have known that booking him. I think that was their bad, that they're going to get something like this. But it was, I just watched it and I laughed and I was like, holy shit, this man has balls.
Yeah.
This was dope. Like, it was something really cool to watch.
Right.
And it was kind of like what Chris Rock did.
Yeah. I think it was what Chris Rock did, but I mean, Louis C.K., I think, touched on. Chris Rock still made it a little lighthearted and hopeful. Louis C.K. just ended it with like, here's the deal about child molestation. Yeah. And we're all just like, the audience, you could tell, was kind of like, the fuck? Like, you can tell the Louis C.K. fans, and you can tell the ones that are like, I'm just here for sketch comedy about people saying dude and OC. Like, I don't understand what's really going on. Is this the Periscope shit?
Yeah, I just pulled you up on Periscope.
Oh, what's up?
We already got three people joining.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
So they're going to hear us.
Yeah, we're in the middle of talking about Louis C.K. Don't do that, Sam. We're in the middle of talking about Louis.
I have to leave my belt on? Sorry, guys.
We're in the middle of talking about
you're welcome, guys.
Louis C.K.'s monologue on SNL. Go on with your point, Diana.
Oh, I mean, you guys, I think you guys both bring up very good points about how, like, it's not supposed, it wasn't the proper forum for it. But then again, it's him and he's trying to entertain himself. So, because if you do comedy for that long, I see it lately. Like, I see a lot of comics, like the old school comics, they're just trying to entertain themselves at this point, so they're going to be doing shit like that to push that limit.
But the really great comics who have been on SNL, they have pushed the limits like that. Like Richard Pryor, when he went up there, he pushed it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, look at what SNL.
That's
the
biggest
challenge
you have is being in that kind of forum.
Yeah, but the quality of sketches now on SNL versus what they were before,
right?
I feel like it wasn't.
Yeah, but.
You're right.
That doesn't make Louis. Okay, so that means Louis supposed to hold back.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
So
I'm not saying
that
at all.
What I'm saying is he put himself on the same level as those comics who've been up there.
Back in the vintage years.
What I'm saying is I don't think, like, if they're going around complaining like, oh, he should have, like, not done that, or, like, it was a bad thing, it's like, what the fuck did you expect? It's Louis C.K. Like, that's what people come to see. It wasn't the proper form in this essence of, like, probably what they were thinking was going to happen and what SNL is matching up with. Do I think it's wrong? No. But I think, like, it was a mismatch in that essence.
And actually, this season, they've actually done a little bit more.
Well, I think with the new add-ons, it's been better.
There's
a couple of sketches that I saw that they like cut out or something that I was like, damn, that sucks. Like they're actually good. I think they're trying to come back because there's like that lull period. But I think I love Lucy. I think that his bit was brilliant.
Yeah.
Just to wrap it. So the thing that I liked about the joke is sort of like Hogan's Heroes, where the Germans never really won in the end. The child molester in the Louis C.K. joke never really wins.
Right,
because, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet, he's talking about this guy who would like go up and go, hey, would you like McDonald's? And he goes, I had a friend who would just go with him and get the McDonald's and run away. And he'd be like, I'll get you next time. So it became the child molester became this cartoon figure,
right,
much like the Germans in Hogan's Heroes.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I think the Holocaust is every bit as offensive as child molesters.
Yes, agreed.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Both offensive. I'm not condoning either one.
Yeah.
But,
well said. Sir.
So yeah, we're on Periscope now. Yeah. Sam's been giving a little bit of a nipple show here
little
and there.
Nip show, little nip.
Just to sort of bring out the conversation. So what we're going to do? We had people come and go. Hey, Sam.
So now there's like one person?
No, there's at least three people right now. I have three people. Nate Darling Show. NateDarlingShow.com on iTunes.
So weird.
New shows Wednesday and Friday. Please check it out. The show is free and enjoy it. We're going to say goodbye to Periscope because the next thing we do isn't really Periscope friendly. So see you later, Periscope
Bye,
peeps.
Periscope.
Swipe down for Periscope to end. Go. Stop broadcast. There we go. All right. So Periscope's out. All right. So Bill Cosby went on Good Morning America to talk about a campaign to improve education in Alabama. But of course, they're going to ask him about the 30 some odd women who've accused him of rape because,
of course,
that's what you do when you're a journalist. You ask questions.
Yeah. There. This morning, embattled comedian Bill Cosby trying to change the narrative.
Embattled.
For the first time, responding to questions about the barrage of sexual assault allegations.
Are you prepared for the backlash?
I hate her voice.
If a young person comes up to you and says, you know, my mom says you've done some bad things. How will you answer them? If they are pressing you, are you guilty? Did you do it? Are the allegations true?
I'm not sure that they will come like that. I think that many of them say, well, you're a hypocrite. You say one thing, you say the other. My point is, okay, listen to me carefully. I'm telling you where the road is out. Now, you want to go here or you want to be concerned about who's giving you the message?
Since November, allegations have resurfaced.
Did any of that make sense?
No.
I think he was trying to stay on his topic.
Yeah.
He's trying to deflect the bullet.
Yeah, he's good at what you know he was trying to do.
Yeah, he's been in the media for quite some time in the public eye, but yeah. that was kind of the consensus that it didn't really make a lot of sense. Yeah. But he's not going to answer that question anyway.
No, it's not the time.
I will
he's
get here's
promoting something.
Here's what I will give him credit for.
Yeah.
He did not get like, well, I'm not going to answer that question.
Fuck you, bitch.
He just deflected it. He's like, would you like a drink? Yeah. Would you like some Kool-Aid? I made
jello
it special
pudding.
For you. Eat all your jello pudding, even the crunchy part at the bottom.
The crunchy part at the bottom?
Had to be the pill.
Oh, look out.
Allegedly.
Allegedly a pill in your pudding cup.
You're feeling sleepy.
But it tastes so good and it's sugar-free.
Somehow my Bill Cosby sort of morphed into Adam Sandler.
It's all over the place.
You're feeling sleepy now.
I mean, you're a comedian. You don't have to expect my impersonation to measure up to anything more than a drunk Australian.
Sure.
So,
yes, Kareem.
One time I went to see Ward Connolly speak.
Okay, who is that?
Yes, I was. I'm glad that's not just me.
Okay, so that's Ward Connolly.
Sounds like the whitest guy ever.
But he's black.
Exactly.
So
that's why I asked.
So you know comedy.
So you know how I always tell you that they always roll one out. So he was the black guy against affirmative action back when there was a big push for it.
Right.
In this state.
Okay.
So I went
Ward
to see
Connolly.
Yeah, Ward Connolly. So I went to see him do a book sign and give a talk. So I asked him a question. I said, and he's from Louisiana originally.
Okay.
So I asked him, I said, do you think you would have been able to accomplish everything that you have accomplished had you stayed in Louisiana since you think that racism is no longer an issue? And he said, no. And then he turned around and told this beautiful story about how this New York Times reporter had found his father, his long lost father, and how he paid for his father's funeral before he died and all of that stuff. That's what Bill Cosby did.
Turned the story to something totally unrelated, but kind of touches
but no,
the heart.
Yeah, but.
Right.
But what he, so that's kind of what he did, but he was just staying on what he wanted to talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
He was just like,
he was there to talk about something.
Yeah. And he said, so,
but he did it so softly.
Yeah.
Right.
So he was like, do you want to,
he was
he's
killing
like,
you softly, huh, Kareem?
Yeah, so he's like, Alabama schools are fucked up. Do you want to talk about?
Well, they're not as fucked up as Mississippi schools.
They're
because they're 49 and 50.
Yeah, that's like slicing the hair on. That's like slicing one of Sam's pubic hairs that was singed.
I have very fine pubic
hairs. Yeah,
it's so gross.
So he's like, "Fuck it. Do you want me to help Mississippi schools or Alabama schools or Do you want to talk about all these bitches that say I raped them?
Yeah, the three dozen of them.
Yeah.
And but her question, her questioning was ridiculous. It's like, what if somebody came up to you and said, my mom said that you, shut up, bitch. If you're going to ask, just ask the question. Just come out and go, listen,
yeah.
I understand you want to talk about schools, and that's right. And that's great.
We support
you. However, you have been accused of some pretty heinous things by a lot of women. Why are you a credible source for us? Or at this point, you know, why should we believe an accused rapist?
Right.
And, you know, and then if you're going to frame it that way, so then you go, listen, you're going to have to address this question. And she's like, what if a child came? Oh, shut up.
That was really bad. The question was
that
terrible.
Was poorly contrived.
By the way, you know what's terrible? The new Hamburglar.
There's a new one?
Sam, there's a new Hamburglar.
This is not acceptable.
He looks a lot like you.
Okay.
He's a hipster. And here's the new commercial featuring the new Hamburglar.
Rubble, America. I am
back. Fuck this shit.
That's his cell phone.
Hi, honey. This is why I'm back right here. 100% real.
His wife keeps calling him.
No. I got the candles as well as the cake. I can't believe
this
isn't
real.
No, we'll talk soon. Like 15,
yes, it is.
15 minutes, maybe. 15.
Real, very real.
I am actually at the party store right now, so I can take care of it.
McDonald's didn't sign off on this.
McDonald's did sign off
on
it.
Desperate.
They tweeted it. This is part of their new promo for their new sirloin burger. So not only is the Hamburglar back, not only is he a hipster, he is also completely pee-whipped.
Pee-whipped, dude. Pussy wizard. Okay.
Is there anything worse than a pussy-whipped Hamburglar?
There's nothing worse. This makes the devil cry. What's happening right now? I've only eaten at McDonald's probably three times in the last year.
Okay.
But I still have a sentimental tie to the Hamburglar, and this offends me. It's not acceptable.
Rubble, rubble, America.
On top of that, McDonald's pays millions of dollars for a 30-second ad, and the production quality is fucking shit.
Well, this is designed to be viral, Sam.
God damn you, McDonald's.
It's just a camera on a low-angle tripod.
Yes, it is.
Painted up him with the arches behind
him.
And
this sick-ass fucktard got a lot of money for it. A lot of money. He's sleeping fat and happy tonight. I'm sleeping on my grandma's guest bed. Fuck you, new Hamburglar hipster.
So this is all jealousy, really.
It's jealousy. Because if I could be him, I would be him.
You totally could be him, too. We just need a hat. A hat and a vest and of course, a little bit of this, which we know you already whip. We already know you have that. some happy news out of a tiny country in Europe. Luxembourg. Have you heard of it?
Yes. I've heard the name. It's a fancy name. Kareem, sounds like a car.
Kareem, I'm not asking you. I know you know. I'm asking these two.
I know. I took history.
Oh, I got a great story when you finish.
Okay.
Let's go.
The Luxembourg prime minister has become the first European Union leader to marry their same-sex partner.
Get it.
His name is Xavier Bettel. Married his partner, Gauthier Destenay.
It's probably Gauthier.
No.
Gauthier.
is Gauthier. Not Gauthier. That would be the guy.
Somebody that I used to know.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody. Terry Schultz tells the newscast that Bettel becomes the second world leader to do so. Iceland's Prime Minister Johanna Sigurðardóttir married
These
her part-
names are great.
Married her partner 5 years ago, but they were lesbians, so different.
Totally different.
The interesting part of the development is that gay marriage is a relatively new thing in Luxembourg. As The Guardian reports, Bettel's party won a prominent spot in the ruling coalition after campaigning for same-sex marriage. The Guardian goes on to add same-sex marriage was previously knocked down in 2007 by then-ruling Christian People's Party, but a poll in 2013 found that 83% of Luxembourgers supported a change in the law. A little is known about Destinay, who works for the Belgian Luxembourger architecture firm A3. He has appeared alongside Battelle at a number of official events, including the royal wedding of Prince Guillaume and Princess Stephanie in 2012. What is known is that Destinay, who proposed reportedly asking for Battelle's hand just weeks after Luxembourg's parliament last July, became the 9th EU legislature to lift a ban on gay marriages. So, congratulations.
I didn't even catch the whole story because you named a lot of weird names that sound like some folky indie band name.
Not really following along.
Every single one of them. And I'm lost. But I'm
congratulations.
Sure it's touching. Here's to, being voted. I went to college, but I'm also 3 beers in, and I'm a lightweight.
Did you go to a real college, or did you go to the Art Institute?
God damn you, Nate, darling! Now, and I'm paying deeply for it.
And not to denigrate them, but when you go to a school like that, you're not...
You don't get the college experience.
You're not
there's
going
no fraternities.
It's not
no
a broad. It's not as broad-based in education.
It's very focused, and
yeah,
you
exactly.
pay a lot of money for it.
It's a focused education where you learn about a very specific thing.
That's true.
So yes, Sam did go to college, but he went to a very focused college.
Very focused and expensive, and without any of the benefits of fraternities and sororities, if you can count that a benefit.
Like laser beam! All right, Kareem, you wanted to say something?
So my cousin's a blues singer.
Okay.
And
I want to hear it.
They're on a tour of Europe again. So they're in
European
Belgium.
Blues
so
tour?
So they're in Belgium right now.
Okay.
So Saturday night, they had a sold-out show. To
Damn.
The point where they had to take the chairs out. And,
oh, shit.
That's what's up.
Standing room only.
Yeah.
And she was apparently having some allergy trouble.
But no, I know all about that
shit. She was
having
a sore throat issue.
Okay.
And so she asked her road manager to bring her some sore throat medicine.
Uh-oh.
A little Vicks throat numbing.
Yes.
A little Ricola.
So okay. 10 minutes before the show, she realized that he has brought her a laxative.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That motherfucker.
Like, on purpose?
Probably on purpose.
That's really unfortunate.
10 minutes before they were supposed to go and say.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
That's terrible.
That sucks, dude. Like, trying to do anything when you have the shits.
Especially belt out the... She really did have the blues.
She had the blues and the browns that night, bro.
They act. We decide.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, Diana.
I'm going to go with Tool right now. I mean, I can't hate on him for that interview, though. He was just doing what he was... He, as a entertainer, is supposed to do, so... I'm going to say cool because of that.
Okay. Kareem?
Cool for what he's trying to do. Because it's something that he would... Because it's something that he's always done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that he was trying to do to try to deflect away from this.
Right.
So I'll say cool because of that reason.
Sam?
If I'm going to boil it down to high school... And the mentality of the United States of America, and probably any large population where people are segregating people based on a preference of popularity, cool has nothing to do with integrity. It simply has to do with your cool factor. And this motherfucker's cool as shit.
Yeah, in this instance, yeah. He did not panic. He did not lose his shit. He handled the situation. He redirected the terribly asked question, and he moved on. And it is cool what he's trying to do
and
to
I
improve
schools.
I still
love the Cosby Show.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. You can love Rock and Roll Part 2 and hate molesters. It's true. Up next in Cooler Tool, the new Hamburglar, Kareem.
Anytime you say new anything, now it's Tool.
I've already got Sam's response. Diana?
Tool.
No, listen, the new Hamburglar is too cool. He is too cool.
God damn you, Nate
he
Darling.
He has cycled around to the other side, which if he's too cool... He's a tool. And finally, Luxembourg. Luxembourg, Sam.
It would make a great indie band name. We'll go with that.
Oh, Sam. Sam.
It's cool.
Diana?
Cool.
Yeah, Luxembourg's cool. Gay marriage. Listen, if you're still against gay marriage, you are on the wrong side of history. Get it right. Get it right soon. You're being silly. You're just being a big silly now. You're just being a big silly. And we can't have that. That's Cooler Tool. Thank you. Hey, by the way, have you been shopping on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com?
Every time I click that tab.
Because you should. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And it takes a few simple pennies from those bastards at Amazon.
Jesus, I might wipe out my poor clicker tab on my goddamn computer. Jesus, you're asking way too much from me.
I am a boring gay. Straight people are better gays than I am.
Do you know what they sell at Amazon?
Hey, everything.
Got a good butt plug. Let's try one out.
It's true.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't go buy one.
You can't.
At least you're going to be looking for it anyway.
Now, butt plugs are not to prevent penises from entering. It's actually to make your anus bigger to receive, perhaps.
Sam, just stop.
Okay.
Well, I think they're for whatever you like them for, man.
To stop the poo from coming out when you're going on stage on a big booze
I don't tour. Believe that is one of them, no.
Then it's not an effective plug. Don't buy it. Buy other things with your money.
All right. I've been thinking about traveling a lot lately because, of course, I'm going back to Vermont. And, on the East Coast, a very popular tourist destination is Boston, all the historical stuff. I've decided maybe people should skip Boston. Turns out that the bulk of the legal settlements that Boston police reached in the last decade were from civil rights violations filed by people wrongfully imprisoned, beaten by police, or police officers themselves seeking justice. See, the Boston Police Department paid a total of $41.4 million to settle all of the cases brought against it since 2004.
That's my next project, is to put all of those police departments, how much money they paid out, so we can see it.
I
think someone's already doing that, but yeah, sure. So that includes property damage and personal injury caused by car accidents. That's according to documents released by the city. But Boston PD has paid more than 75% of that total, some $31.2 million, for wrongdoing. Five lawsuits settled by the department, which totaled $16.4 million, were all awarded for wrongful convictions after DNA evidence showed the men convicted of the crime were innocent. Anthony Powell, Ulysses Charles, and Neil Miller were all exonerated of rape charges. Stephen Cowens was cleared of shooting a cop, and James Haley was freed from murder charges. One of the settlements was for the wrongly armed robbery arrest of a 15-year-old girl who was locked up in January of 2011 and detained overnight, even though the victim told police she was not the person who robbed him.
No way.
The girl was also suspended at school and forced to enroll in a program for troubled students. A month later, the charges were dropped. The girl's school record was cleared, and the department paid her family $50,000. Skip Boston this year.
Yeah, just think about all the people that there's no DNA evidence.
And the New York Police Department, actually worse. I don't know on a per capita basis, but they've paid out more than that. So
they've got a bigger budget, perhaps.
Well, they've also got a lot more cases. Hey, it's been an exciting 6 weeks for Kylie Jenner. Changing topics. First, her public affair with fried chicken. Then the painful acknowledgement that her lips were made of laboratory substances. Then a very special episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where her family wondered if Tyga has too much influence in her life. It's been a very weird and very Kardashian year for Kylie, not to mention the fact her dad is becoming a woman. She has something else to celebrate. Apparently the 17-year-old is secretly engaged to the 25-year-old Tyga.
What the fuck?
That's right.
They're playing that shit. No joke, dude.
Via Radar.
Scripted.
Via Radar Online, Kylie accepted Tyga's proposal a few weeks ago and made the announcement to her family. That's according to an insider, In Touch magazine. She wants to get married as soon as she turns 18 in August. Idiot.
Now, this is how, if I was a script writer for the Meet the Kardashians show.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Keeping Up. Meet and let's be real, they got script writers.
Sure they do. Shit.
I would write it like this. Homegirl falls down the stairs, hits her head. She is now has the mental capacity of a 4-year-old.
Okay.
And she often pees on her partner's hand during sexual intercourse.
Fuck you.
And she poops on herself on the way home.
She poops herself on the way home. And she's got mental issues. And now it's the drama tension. Is Ty going to be a man of integrity and marry her?
Well, why don't you ask Black China?
Black China? Black people in China?
Black China. Why don't you ask Black China?
Yes. Kareem, can you verify this fact? There are black people in China?
Yes, there are black people in China.
Okay.
Black China is not one of them.
No.
This isn't one individual?
It is one individual, Black China.
I'm lost!
But I believe Black China is Tyga's baby mama.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Don't bring in a baby mama on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes. Moving on. All right. So California is in a drought. We all know this. It's been in the news.
We're all thirsty.
The hard data on California's biggest water hogs may not be publicly available, but we all have eyes and a smartphone. So another season of exceptional drought descends on the West. People sick of witnessing egregious water waste in their backyard are taking to social media to vent. Hashtag drought shaming is blowing up, and it's shoving another of California's problems, vast income inequality, into an uncomfortable spotlight. See, when drought shaming first started last summer, it was a state-sanctioned activity because apparently snitches are okay. California passed a law that could fine residents up to $500 per day for wasteful activities that include hosing down driveways and overwatering lawns. Recently, Governor Brown proposed up to a max daily penalty of $10,000. Now, as California enters its fourth year of drought, public attention has begun to shift towards some of the more obscene examples of water excess. That's right, celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, whose sprawling green lawns and glittering pools are literally oases in the desert. Ritz hotels that water mist their wealthy patrons and certain wonderful operations that bottle sourced water from drought stricken regions. So they've been taking to the air to show celebrity homes from above with their beautifully green manicured lawns.
That's bad. I drove on the, was it 152 to get to LA?
The sidewalk? What? What are you talking about,
Dana? 152, right? Is it the 152 or 3052? It goes like five, because I was dropping my
Is
friends
it
off
east
in,
to west highway.
Yeah, I was dropping my friends off in Milpitas, I think.
Okay.
Or Fremont.
Well, there's the 101.
Yeah, and then it turns into like the 152, I think.
134.
Anyway, so we drove by and it's all brown. There's barely any water. It was like the scariest fucking thing.
But they said that LA is the, so like everybody else is slowed down on water use except for Southern Cal.
Oh, yeah, because of that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
The Cadillac Desert.
So, yeah, that's. That's happening. Keep looking for it. I'm sure TMZ will keep you up to date with what's going on for that. But it's time for Florida Corner, and I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently there's a big Ferris wheel called the Orlando Eye.
Did not know that was a thing.
I did not know either.
Ferris wheels are kind of ocular,
but it's been closed because of an irregularity. I don't know what that is.
Somebody pooped on it.
Reminds me of something you'd get from the Orlando Eye, which we're keeping our eye on today to see if you can get up there and ride that today or not.
Yeah, crews unexpectedly shut down that new attraction yesterday. So let's get right out to Andrea Jackson. She is live there this morning. Andrea, good morning to you. Have you heard word yet on if that new Orlando Eye is going to open this morning?
Good morning to you, Luann and Ryan. I just contacted the official spokesperson for the Orlando Eye. She said no update just yet, but she would let me know as soon as they had any new information. I'm going to step out. Marcel, our photog's going to pan up. There it is, the Orlando Eye, not moving at all. It has not moved since 11 o'clock yesterday morning, so we're approaching the 24-hour mark of what the officials are calling an operational irregularity. Now, the Orlando Eye has been open since May 4th, so we're talking about 11 days in the running. Second time they've had to shut down this Ferris wheel. The previous time was earlier in the week, Sunday to Monday. Now we're looking at a possible 24-hour stretch before they reopen this Orlando Eye, which is normally on schedule to open from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., but no word yet on when it will reopen, so we'll keep our ears and eyes open for you and let you know as soon as we get another update. We are live on International Drive. I'm Andrea Jackson, Fox 35 News.
So the Ferris wheel is not moving. That was what that was all about.
That was the biggest bag of fucking air for the most non-news story I've heard in my life.
I seriously feel like...
Fuck you.
I actually fell asleep.
I'm going to tell you right now, Nate, I'm standing here right in front of the Walmart bathroom. It's been closed for 5 minutes. There's three women staying out here. They have to pee, but apparently there's the man cleaning the restroom because someone threw up on the toilet seat, and we're going to wait another 5 minutes because there's a chunk on the floor. Oh, my God, the woman just peed her pants, and it was the same woman who peed on Diana's hand.
The good news is there's a yard house right behind the reporter, so you can feel free to drink all day and wait for the Ferris wheel to start spinning again.
It's a business ploy for the yard house.
They framed it nicely. Yeah. A Florida woman is accused of driving under the influence, which is not okay, with children in the car. A deputy with the Volusia County Sheriff's Office stopped the woman along State Route 44 in New Smyrna Beach when he said he saw a vehicle with expired tags and a child bouncing around and not buckled into a seat.
Oh, no.
Now, when I was...
What is this, 1981?
When I was a kid, that was what you did.
Yes, now it was hip.
Nowadays, not so much. According to the report, the 33-year-old Kateria Thomas appeared to be drunk. The deputy noted that she had glassy eyes, smelled of alcohol, and was breastfeeding a 2-month-old child...
While driving!
...drunk when she was told to step out of the car. That is a multitasking woman.
And that kid's probably drunk, too, now.
Yeah, that's all bad.
Shit.
The deputy said she failed the sobriety test and refused a breathalyzer. She told the deputy she hadn't been drinking, but that she had just eaten 4 hamburgers with whiskey on them.
That doesn't do it.
I'm not familiar with preparing hamburgers that way, but okay.
Clever. Good try.
She was arrested on charges of DUI for hamburgers.
with whiskey on them. How does that happen? That means they're marinated in whiskey.
Sounds good, but it's not going to get you drunk.
So she was arrested on charges of DUI, child acts that could result in harm, and driving without a valid license. There were 4 children in the car.
Wow.
Ages 2 months, that would be the breastfeeding one.
Yeah.
1-year-old, 3 years old, and 4 years old.
Those poor kids.
They were taken into custody by the Department of Children and Families, but will be staying at a family member's house.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not sure if I should be upset or impressed that she was that she was driving drunk while breastfeeding.
Yeah.
That I need...
like I kind of want to punch her in the face several times.
I'm kind of impressed,
but at the same time, I'm
right?
Like,
there's so many questions.
That's kind of awesome.
Kid's hungry. Got to breastfeed. Kid's crying. I got to breastfeed.
She's clearly got the mother's compassion, and I respect that.
She's got the mother's compassion.
This child's hungry.
I have to
take
feed
the
it now. No matter how many hamburgers I had,
whiskey.
I'm drunk on hamburgers. Drug on hamburgers. Okay, this has gone viral from New York City. This is why I hate New York, by the way.
Because
a lot of times people will go, oh, that's just New York. That's New Yorkers being New York. Hey. And I can hear it in this woman's voice that she is a New Yorker being a New Yorker. She's a manager of a Starbucks, and she got upset at the customer. And here's what happened.
Bye. Talk to the hand, bitch. I'm getting anxious, Nate.
This keeps going for several minutes.
My anxiety levels, my blood pressure
like
right now.
Fucking Bon Quiqui. Angela Johnson did
totally,
a bit
on this. Dude. Talking to the manager. Give me the straw.
Bye.
Give me the straw.
Bye.
Scardy.
So apparently the manager was suspended and then quit of her own accord rather than be fired. But she no longer has a job. More than 2 million people have seen this video now.
What the fuck happened?
What's it about? A straw?
Well, they're still going, by the way.
They're still going.
Because at this point, other customers are like, what are you talking about? She's ordering a drink and grabs a straw and then, bah, bah, get out, bah.
So the orderer The customer grabbed a straw from the other side of the counter.
Well, they had them right there. She didn't reach out to get it from anywhere.
It was.
I mean, even if she did reach,
it was placed for her.
You can just tell her convenience. Sorry, like, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
What just happened, Nate? Can you give me backstory? Is there a backstory to this? No. I'm left angry and frustrated.
I think a lot of people feel.
I will have a hard time sleeping tonight.
Feel that way. Anyway, the Facebook post said this woman whose name is her last name Ruby Chen. Says she ordered a Frappuccino with a cookie straw and was trying to open her app to pay for it and didn't hear another employee asking for her name. And then the manager, Melissa, started shouting, "Hello!" So Chen then claimed, she said, "I'm sorry I didn't hear you, but you don't have to yell." This was apparently the point at which Melissa completely lost control and took the pay scanner away and told Chen to leave and never come back.
Wow.
And then the video starts.
Damn, girl. PMS much? Shit.
Yeah.
That's not Starbucks at all. I'm so confused where the fuck she thinks she's at.
She's in New York.
Give me the straw.
Give me the straw. You get out. You don't ever come back.
Don't even come back
New
yet.
York. It's in New York.
I am the manager, okay?
Concrete, I am it, okay?
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
This fuck.
Damn, that girl
she's
has
never
issues,
getting a job in customer
is this,
service.
This girl needs to join the Indonesian army because she's got frustration, sexual frustration that could be valuable in warfare. God damn.
That was intense, dude.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you...
That's not okay. I mean, this is why people give us shit, like customer service. Like we, you know, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, maybe the customer did something. But either way, you should never act like that. It's your job. You never act outside that.
You remain cordial.
Exactly.
You just say, "I'm sorry, I can't serve you."
Yeah. Something like that. I mean, so for her to go off the wall like that, I'm like, this is why other people get shit that work in customer service, because they're like, people have attitudes, right. Blah, blah, blah. And how talk God. To was. And I'm just like, God damn.
The fact that it lasted that long.
It should not have.
This is worse than the kindergarten class, and there's no teacher to say, "Shut the fuck up, time out."
Yeah, that's all.
Child.
Yeah, it sort of made me feel like this, you know, when I'm hearing somebody yell at somebody else over pretty much nothing and getting all shrill. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the arrow, but I'll be hood forever.
Hella hood.
Yeah, tell us, Jay-Z. Tell us all about New York and how great it is. Because I'm not buying it. But, yeah, that's what's happening in...
Cruising to the Starbucks, trying to get a cookie straw, but I check my app, now I'm getting all thrown on the... Whatever, fuck.
That was cute. I really thought you were going to pull through on that one.
I pulled out.
That's what she said.
Yeah, you gotta do it. What of it? Hold on. Did they run the same speak out 2 days? These sons of bitches.
Come now, Vermont. Florida.
It's also New York.
New York.
Yeah! 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 Aha! Aha! Edward!
You don't have to yell!
Ooh! Yeah! N-word.
I am the manager.
I'm just doing my Jay-Z impression.
I'm the manager. Give me that straw. Get out of here, bitch. Give me that straw.
All right.
I'm like more impressed with that, actually.
All right, let's do this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
Yeah, the pressure of the city can get to be too much, can't it?
I'm feeling it. Let's breathe. Breathe in and out.
Breathe in.
It's time for a little bit of speak out. But they essentially published the same one on 2 different days.
Okay.
A couple of exceptions, so. This one's entitled Cat. A person hit and killed a cat in Keysville on Sunday, May 3rd.
It sucks.
Between 12:15 and 12:45 p.m. You did not stop because you did not care. Please. Please do not come into our street too often, because we do stop, and we do care. even for animals. You know what the subtext of that is? Motherfucker, if we find out who you are, bad things are going to happen to your ass.
I'm going to take my dead cat carcass and shove it up your ass.
That is backwoods speak for if we find out who you are and you come back through here,
We're
going to do bad things to you and your car.
And that whole comment between 12:15 and 12:45 says, we're watching, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah. I heard it.
We're watching. Here's some feedback. Elise Stefniak recently sent out a district-wide mailing requesting feedback. Here's mine. Stop fighting President Obama on everything. Work across the aisle. Obama won. Twice. The American people believe in his agenda. How's that for feedback?
Boy.
Boy.
Way to drop it.
Like it's hot. Like it's hot. All right, let me see if I can find something else in this other speak out that I didn't read before. It pisses me off. I didn't proofread these, so it is sort of my fault. It's the exact same one. It's the exact same one.
Make one up.
Oh, these dirty cocksuckers.
Make one up.
Hey,
go back to Vermont.
Hey, press. It's New York.
Okay.
Hey, press Republican. Think we wouldn't notice that you published the same speak out on May 10th and then again on May... On May 8th, and then again on May 10th? Hey, just because I only subscribe on the weekend doesn't mean I didn't pick up a Friday paper, too, you cheap-ass cocksuckers. You do realize that you are a dying medium, right? The only thing I care about in this godforsaken thing, other than paper training my puppy, is reading Speak Out. And you repeat it? Now it's only good for one thing. Thanks a lot, Press Republican and Speak Out, for being so fucking useless. How was that?
That was beautiful,
really,
and poetic.
You belong on that. Aggressive.
You belong on that paper.
Well, that's what Speak Out's all about.
Yeah,
exactly.
Being both passive and aggressive.
Skillfully.
That's really the key to the whole thing. So that's going to do it for Small Town News. That's going to do it for the Nate Darling Show for this week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We do appreciate it. We appreciate you shopping Amazon through the link at natedarlingshow.com. And if you do like what you're hearing, please tell a friend about us.
That's right. Tell a friend.
Share
tell your mama, tell your papa, tell anyone you can.
It's free, for God's sake. Is there anything better than free? We make you smile. We make you laugh. There's shit you never even thought of before. You might even learn something.
You let me violate you.
You might hear Richard Cheese doing a Nine Inch Nails cover.
I love this guy.
And that's how we're going to leave it. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Queso!
For more fun and thrills of the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Help me, I broke apart my insides. Help me, I've got no soul to sell. Help me, the only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I wanna fuck you like an animal. I wanna feel you from the inside. I wanna fuck you like an animal. My whole existence is flawed. You get me closer to God. Have my isolation bass. You can have the hate that it brings. Hi-hat. You can have my absence of faith. Piano. You can have my everything. Lounge singer. I wanna fuck you like an animal.